Okay. It is May 17th. My name is Mercy, and I make dark, fringe audio porn for fun and for money. And this is my AMA. All right. Let's get right into it. All right. I guess I will start from the first one that I got. The very first comment is from a shy little wolf. She says, "Congrats, Mercy. Much deserved. Can't wait to hear what the masses want to know about you. I'm glad they'll get to see a bit more of you because you're pretty amazing. Love, Shy." Shy is, has also amassed over 1,000 cubs, as she says. Cubs and, oh, forest friends. There you go. She's just a delightful lady. And encourage you to check out her work, too. Seether66, what up? Nice name. Asks, "What is your favorite kink?" My favorite kink. Oh, rape, for sure. That's always there for me. I think that's a tag on every single piece of audio porn that I've ever made. So it's definitely my favorite. I don't remember ever not being interested in that. It's not so weird. I've always been drawn to that, even when I was a little girl. Just always drawing, you know, concerning pictures of ladies in various levels of distress. Yeah. Anyway, there's tons after that, but. What's something that you want to explore in future content? I mean, I would want to explore, I just want to keep getting better, you know, with the immersion of it. Sound effects, I want to be able to get realistic, really realistic noises. And I find that I can get that from actually doing what I'm, you know, performing in the script. So say I'm in a car, it would help to be able to be in the car, you know, and do that. Like a subject I want to explore in future content. I like collabs. I've been lucky enough to do a couple of those now. First one with Dark Turn of Mind, hi Dark, and Company for the Clue thing, and then I have a couple of other collabs coming up, one in particular I'm really excited about. And then, yeah, so collabs, live recording, I've done that once, it's pretty cool. Topics. Ooh, I need to find or write a script where somebody just like shoves my head underwater. I wanna be able to see what that kind of sounds like. Does it actually sound like somebody has their head in the water, or can you just not hear me and it's all just bubbles or whatever? But yeah, that would be something. Yeah, just better sounds, more immersive ways to bring folks into it. And then, how do you get all of your sound effects? That's a good segue there. I like freesound.org. That's a good database, but you got to make sure that you look at the copyright, because sometimes people just, you know, say, "Hey, credit me, make sure to credit me." And if that's the case, then you should probably do that. The BBC Commons has a lot of free stuff from the 40s and just sound bites that are free use for anybody. You know, a lot of my gunshot sound effects are from them. So I say like I have a fuck ton of gunshot audio or gunshot sounds. I only have like 5, but anyways. Yeah, freesound.org, the BBC Commons, and then I make my own whenever I can. Which is how all the greats do it, I think. Max on your back. That's funny. He says, "As I've just discovered your post today, what's been done if your favorite feedback? If you can give one from an anonymous post and a comment, that's be cool." Max, I know what you're trying to say. I know what the fuck you mean. Well, thanks for jumping right on the AMA thread and asking me something, even though you just discovered me that same day. I imagine you're asking what's some of my most interesting feedback, from my anonymous form and then from a comment. Oh, I mean, it's easy to just say that my favorite feedback is from the authors of the scripts that I perform and cover. That's kind of a cop-out, I guess. I like the ones where they're either surprised that they came, or I didn't think I would like this very much, or they're outraged that somebody could be, oh, as fucked up as this. And then also there's just, like, it's nice to get, to get recognition from people that say, like, wow, your acting is really good, because I do like to act, don't only just like to come, so, let's see. Here it is. Somebody said, this was in response to, I can't remember if it was watching suicide films with Lady Corpsefucker or just Lady Corpsefucker TV, but someone took the time to say, Jesus Christ, what is wrong with someone that they enjoy the thought of killing themselves and or fucking a corpse? 5 question marks. This isn't even a kink. That's just mentally disturbed. Thank you. There was a very nice person that commented on Healing Sacrament Part 2 early on, and that was that audio is a part of a series in a collab with a good friend, Slut Lover 222. And that it goes on for like 15 lines about how good it was, and then it ends with, and the things I'm about to do to myself and with my wife with her consent over the coming weeks, due to your inspired performance, will require copious amounts of time, lube, water, and soundproofing. This was hot as fuck. Thank you. That's what I'm in this business for, really. It's just to keep marriages spicy and strong. Oh, dear. And then, yeah, comments. Just lots of stuff. I mean, I like them all. Any comment. Literally any comment. Kimmy Foster. I don't know who this is. Some lady that keeps messaging me. She says, are you planning to do any more scripts by Kimmy Foster? She's so amazing. I really think those are such great scripts for you. And then she replies and says, just joking. Congrats on all the followers. Kimmy, yes. I plan to do more of you because I like ya. Kimmy Foster, in all seriousness, has the patience of a saint. It took me forever to do her Point trilogy, but Porn Yorn says, I noticed that a lot of your audios have the quote airtight tag. What does it mean? Oh, well, let me Google that for you. Just kidding. I also didn't know what this meant until anonymous gentleman that commissioned and then released for public pleasure The Bet and Vampire Night. He was the one that said airtight in the script, right? And it just means that I'm getting fucked in my pussy, my ass, and my mouth all at the same time. So, airtight. Whiny Tick 4. Congrats, Mercy. I just recently found you as well. Yay for all these people just hopping right on and like asking me stuff. I appreciate it, guys. What's your fantasy celebrity threesome? I don't really think about this that much. But, I mean, Adam Driver wouldn't kick him out of bed. And then there's an element of fantasy in this. So in my fantasy, Marlon Brando is still alive and he is the way he was in Streetcar Named Desire. And if those two could just tear me apart, I would love it. What are your favorite parts / features on each gender that you're attracted to? I don't know, man. I mean, face, right? On both. I like most guys, you know? I don't need them super muscly. I don't need them super ottery or, like, gangly skater, whatever. I have appreciation for everybody. Yeah. Parts, features. I mean, yeah, face. nice dick doesn't hurt, honestly. And that could be lots of things. Chest for a guy. Boobs don't really do it for me, because I have those. And so I think on a girl, like height, I like tall. I like to look at tall girls, because I'm not a tall girl. I'm 5'3". And so that's something that's different. I think I like difference between what I am and what, you know, my partner has. That's what I'm interested in. And then, of course, it doesn't hurt if you can make me laugh or, you know, feel something. Big eyes are nice. What's the most effective way to tease you in public? You know, I'm going to overthink some of these questions, because my first thought was tease as in how, as in sexually? I would imagine so. But it could just be like, how do you, they could be asking like, how do I annoy you? Huh? How do I get your goat? Teasing me in public, probably texting me, you know, just filthy things, degrade me heavily, make me like gasp. And you'll see on my face that it's hard for me to ignore that sort of a thing. Like a secret sexy text conversation. It's the best way to tease me in public. So, Perky Poo asks, brown, yellow, or green bananas? You know, this is the content that I signed up to do this AMA to answer, because Poo, you're asking the right questions, and here's the answer. Yellow bananas all the way until it reaches the top where it connects to the bunch, and that part can be a little bit green. And that's it. No brown bananas. No, thank you. Too sweet, too starchy, too mushy. If you could be allergic to something, what would it be? Allergic. That's usually not a good thing. I'm not allergic to anything, so I guess this is a good question. Does it have to be like pollen or dander? Probably not. If I could be allergic to bullshit or lies, that would be fun. Because if I start sneezing, I can just be like, come on. I know you're up to some bullshit here. Let me be allergic to bullshit. Or, ooh, let me be allergic to cancer. Yeah, there you go. Make my T cells just completely fucking armored against cancer cells. And then I could be allergic to that. Yeah. That was stupid. Cheese is best when ... melted. Why do you consider your audios fringe? Would balloon popping audios be fringier? Why do I consider my audios fringe? Because, well, every single one of them has the rape tag, which is like that's a relatively fringe one, but really the fringe comes from all my interest in snuff films and necro stuff and gangbangs, pain. All that stuff is why I consider my audios fringe, and why most people also would consider my audios fringe, I would guess. Would balloon popping audios be fringier? No. Unless you consider balloons the same as people, because people die in my audios. What is something you hate? This can be serious or a pet peeve. Something I hate. Entitlement? Yeah, I don't like that at all. I work in academia, so there's a fair amount of that from certain members of faculty. But yeah, the feeling like I deserve something from you or anybody. And cause it usually comes with like a, you know, a narcissistic kind of a complex or victim mentality or at worst, like holier than thou thing. I'm right and you're wrong. That sort of is something serious that I hate. A pet peeve would be, I'm lucky enough to have a dishwasher next to my sink, and the roommates will oftentimes just leave their plates in the sink. And I say, the fucking dishwasher's right there. It's right there. It just takes 2 seconds. Open that fucker up, put your nasty ass dishes in there, give them a rinse first, for fuck's sake. But their inevitable excuse is, it's soaking, it needs to soak. No, it fucking doesn't. That was a bowl of cereal. Just rinse that shit out and put it in there. Anyway. What's something I love? Laughter. It's gonna sound stupid. laughter. Anything that makes me laugh is always fun. I also love drugs and alcohol. So when I'm inside, socks, shoes, or bare feet? Shoes? The fuck? No. Shoes or shoe out? What? No. Take your shoes off. If you ever come to my apartment, first thing I'm going to say is kick your shoes off. Stay a while. I prefer bare feet because socks cut off your freedom. Anarchist Latina. Hi. Yay. I recognize her from elsewhere. She says, I deserve all the success. Thank you. You too. Napoleon. Je suis Napoleon. 88. They say, so many questions. Why did you choose the fringe of audio erotica? What drew you to that? Well, shit. I mean, I didn't know that. Before about mid-December of 2020, I didn't know that audio erotica was a thing. I knew that, you know, like, bodice ripper books were definitely a thing, and I presumed that there were probably audio books of that. But, just scrolling through Reddit one day and came across Gone Wild Audio. I was like, what the fuck is this? Listened to a few of those and gradually honed in on the few subjects that I like, and it took me a while. I swear to God, I'm not bored. It took me a while to pinpoint the few creators that made stuff that I liked. But when I did, I was kind of blown away. I mean, there's so much creativity involved in if you are familiar with my stuff, then you are definitely familiar with another creator who is back right now, as of this recording. He's back, and we should all be grateful for that, because nobody's making the dark stuff that, when I met him, he was called Sprinkle Fist. Now he goes by Gangbang Cult, which is in line with some of his other aliases. But, I did a tag search for rape on Gone Wild Audio, and I came up with a couple of, like, popular ones from people who were, I think I listened to, like, maybe a Tom Banter one, and the production aspect of it was so, not off-putting, but it didn't feel scary. And so I'm looking through, I'm like, I want something that's gonna make me disturbed. And so I found an audio called The Fantasy Dies, and it starts so quietly, and it gets so loud at some points. That's something that I struggle with, like, in real life. I want to be scared. I want to feel dehumanized and like an object, and I want to be used. And so I didn't know that you could make an audio like that. And that was when he was still going by Sprinkle Fist that he did The Fantasy Dies. And so, like, who is this guy? Looked up his stuff, and what the fuck? There's like a fucking cornucopia of shit. Like, you make series and everything is new. I had never heard anything like that before. So I don't mean to turn every conversation about audio porn and stuff into fangirling over this gentleman. But, it, again, you know, I'll say it again, is literally the reason that I started this. Like I say, I would have thought that audio erotica was like sexy reading of books. These people are actually coming, and it's so hot. Like, Jesus Christ, I didn't know that a story could be set up such that it's like a, I don't know, it's better than a book, better than a movie. Yeah. And it's very, I've always been interested in like voiceover stuff, so I don't know why I didn't put two and two together, but just the idea that you could make something, and it doesn't have to be a huge production. You know, the sound is nice, SFX or whatever, sound effects are nice, and they definitely add to it, but when you have a really good subject and a really good performer, it's not necessary. So that gave me the idea to try it. And again, I mean, there was Sprinklefest. There was one I mentioned again, Under the Monster's Bed, did a nice one. And these are people that really just put their all into it. Please, 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 please go and check out while you can. Check out Gangbang Cult stuff. Couple of series ongoing right now. He's a fucking machine, this guy. Somebody should call the cops. He's killing it. And then it goes back to what I wanted to hear, there wasn't enough of it, you know? And then when I saw that he had unfilled or scripts that weren't even touched, like, why? How? What the fuck? Like, nobody's interested in this? I don't believe that. And so, and then, yeah, with encouragement, I was like, of course, just fucking, just try it and have fun. I was like, okay, let's see what the fuck I can do. That's how I cut my teeth on the Sprinklefest audios and covers. So it's a special place in my heart. Fuck, man. I really want to spread this out. What drew me to it? I mean, just like I say, I've always been interested in it. Yeah, it's always been just the preferred thing that puts that feeling, you know, in my stomach or whatever. That heavy feeling in your lower belly that's arousal and that sort of a thing. But of course, when you're a kid and you don't know why this is so interesting. Like, I was like six watching Disney's Hunchback of Notre Dame. I don't know how many people are familiar with that gem of a piece of Disney Renaissance, but at one point the villain basically like pushes the main lady up against the wall or something, or like bends her arm behind her back and says, in effect, unless you fuck me, I'm gonna burn you at the stake. And he like smells her hair. What the fuck kind of, like, looking back on it, I'm like, no wonder I was so confused. But yeah, drawing that picture of the dude with the holding the lady's arms behind her back in like kindergarten got me sent to the principal's office, you know, got my crayons taken away. I mean, yeah. Maybe I grew up with a lot of cousins, a lot of like first cousins, and they a lot of them were boys and a lot of them were older, and they just like play rough and stuff. So like a lot of grabbing and choking and putting the hand over the mouth, and I don't know. Like in kindergarten, always playing the damsel in distress or the mermaid that got picked up and tied up in a net. It makes me sound like I'm a really weird kid, but I swear I wasn't that weird. So related to the above, where do you think your dark interests come from? It's just always kind of been part of me. I don't know. Do you ever see yourself as the dom, perpetrator, aggressor, or just the victim? Yeah. I mean, I got plenty of F-dom audios for folks to enjoy. See myself as the dom, perpetrator, aggressor. In my fantasy, my personal fantasies, and the things that I like to perform because it, you know, makes me come. Not often. I can do it because I like to make people come to me. And I know that FDOM is fun. It's just at that point, it's fun to pretend and try to make it convincing. And I do that by just like following in the footsteps of people that I enjoy listening to and villains in general, like from the movies or real life. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to play that because it's not, I don't know, it's not anything that I feel. Again, it's that difference, maybe. Well, no, that fucking doesn't make sense. But in the audios, yeah, for sure. I try to put out an okay mix of DOM to sub stuff, and I know that I need to work on getting some more F4F sub things. Folks have said that to me in my feedback form. Thank you for that. And I'd be certainly into that. I do have a couple of F4F subs, and they're by Kimmy Foster, obviously. One is Cut Queen's Revenge, and then the other one is upcoming, and that is Reuse Secretary or something. Thank you, Kenny. Last question from Napoleon is, are you reincarnated as an animal, which one would you be? I mean, probably some sort of a cat. Maybe a lynx. They sound like ladies screaming when they get upset. But could also be a rabbit. I don't know. Okay. BBD Vince. Hey, buddy. BBD Vince says, congrats, Mercy. You definitely deserve your success and then some. Thank you. You guys are so sweet. Of all the audios you've recorded, which one did you enjoy the most? Fuck. It's really hard to choose, man. Hard to choose. I'm going to open up all of me to see because I forget. Let's see. I mean, leaving aside all of the fills and covers I've done for Sprinklefist and all his various aliases. I like, what the fuck is this called? Oh, You Get Any Closer, I'll Scream by Ravish Girl. That was really cool, and it got my interest piqued in different kinds of sounds for audio porn, because in that one, I don't really speak at all. It's just a lot of moaning and screaming, because in the very beginning, the listener gags me with a pair of panties and then tapes my mouth shut. And so that really put a different spin, I guess, on the same old, please stop it, please don't hurt me, you know, I promise I'll do whatever you want, take my wallet, it's in the other room. That sort of thing that was starting to feel a little bit easier than just trying to make it very clear what was happening without being able to say anything. And that, I mean, a lot of that was just because of how good the script was. Ravish Girl writes some amazing stuff. So that was a lot of fun to be able to do. And yeah, just kind of made me want to do more with sounds. It's like every time I do another one, I'm like, okay, this is my favorite one. Okay, this is my favorite one. I really hit something good here. This is my favorite one. So I know it's a cop-out. Sorry, Vince. What is your favorite type of script to fill / commission to do? Favorite type, I mean, F-sub for me. I like the ones where I'm the victim. And same with commissions. One gentleman commissioned me to write a script where it ends with him raping me so hard that I piss myself. And that was definitely interesting to do. So, thanks. For that commission, you know who you are. So yeah, extreme F-sub snuff, hopefully. If not, you know, humiliation, degradation, that sort of thing. What is one thing that I can't live without? Drugs. I think I'm funny. Probably laughter, you know, or you know, a sense of humor, I suppose. Sure, I could live without it, but it would be no fun. Just, yeah, laughter, pleasure in any form. I need a little bit of something here. It can't all just be blackness. Gangbang cult, you're going to die tomorrow, and because you have your priorities straight, there's got to be a final audio. What would it be? If I'm going to die tomorrow, I would want the audio to be of it happening. I would want it to be super fucking realistic. Yeah, it would be, I mean, fuck, it would be something that actually happens to me. I would reenact all of my favorite audios that I've done and have it actually happen, or as near as possible happen. And then it would culminate in the final scene. I mean, I'm imagining this fantastical death is going to happen at 12:01. So, yeah, I want my end to be captured. There you go. I'm not good with stories. You know this. This is why I rely on everyone else to write scripts. I got a couple of scripts in the bank, and they're just, I don't know. I just don't like them. Anyways, Dallas Wonderland. Is it your goal when you make an audio to make me blush as I look back at my own work and find that it's meek and vanilla by comparison? Or is that just coincidence? Oh, Dallas. No, not my goal, but it's a welcome side effect, I suppose. I mean, I'm just trying to pull everyone deeper. Come on, let's all go a little bit darker. Let's spread some depravity. Come be dark, Dallas. Kitten_shy. What up? She says, they say, congrats, Mercy. I keep gendering these names. How 2010 of me. Congrats, Mercy. Would you ever consider doing a GFE or pillow talk audio? Serious question, they say. GFE. Girlfriend experience. So in my defense, She's Kind of Scaring Me is a girlfriend experience. Open the Door cover of Sprinkle Fist's audio, Open the Door. That's a girlfriend experience. It's all very twisted, but there's that. Pillow Talk audio. I think that's another sub Reddit. And I mean, my spoken word stuff is technically safe for work, but most of it is from a user called Hyper Obscura, and if you're not familiar with their work, please go and check them out. The writing is awesome. Like a sweet GFE. Is this a commission? Because if folks want to pay me to do that, I'd be down for it. I'm just a whore. It would, I mean, on the condition that I can whisper, like, disgusting things to you. How about that? Does anyone in your personal life know you create audio? No. 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 Nobody. Not the roommates, not the family, the large extended family. Nope. Not my employers, not my church that I go to. That would be the Roman Catholic church. Don't hurt me. Cafeteria Catholic. Cradle Catholic. So. No. No, nobody knows. Oh, let's see. I would love to be able to tell people, though. But my poor parents, they would be like, what the fuck? Huh. Do you have long-term goals with your audio work, such as eventually starting a Patreon? Sure. I mean, I take commissions, and I've made more money doing that than I fucking thought that I would. Thank you, everybody. And, sure. I don't know what the difference is, like, why is Patreon better than just on here, other than just, like, exposure and whatnot. It would be cool to go into, like, actual cam girl work. Been thinking about that. I don't know, man. Long-term goals is to just be able to keep doing it and to be able to keep scraping in a little bit of extra scratch, a little bit of extra scuttle. What is your favorite non-sexual way to de-stress? Calligraphy and art. I've been doing that for quite a while, and it's a lot of fun. I like to pretty much just do anything that allows me to kind of focus on it. I used to carve soap. That was fun. I would just put on a TV show and just kind of zone out carving animals out of ivory soap when I was in high school. Listening to music while I do it, or, you know, consuming some other content. Yeah, it's helpful. Is your artwork, watercolor, calligraphy a hobby, or have you done commissions? It's a hobby. I have not been paid for a piece of art yet, but I would get, I mean, yeah, if anybody's interested in buying that, then hell yeah, I'll take your money. For family, I've done, you know, portraits and stuff, but nothing that I've been paid for, other than in love from my family. Favorite book / movie, if you have one. Fuck. This is hard. It's hard to choose between stuff that's important to my family, I guess, versus just me. I love Stephen King. I love Lord of the Rings. It's really important to my family. We all kind of every year we have our annual read of it. We don't do it like out loud to each other, but it's something that's a fun little tradition. Like, where are you in your annual read? And we'll talk about trivia and that sort of thing. Yeah, Lord of the Rings and various, you know, iterations of Tolkien work. Definitely a favorite. Favorite movie? Damn, dude. That's hard. I have like 20 different favorite movies. Sorry, kitten. Like classic movies, you know? I mentioned Streetcar Named Desire, Gone with the Wind, Dark Knight, Fight Club, Choke, Scary Movies. Yeah, that's tough. Hard to choose. John Finch 2. Do you have an Insta or Twitter or anything like that we can follow you at? Nope. I don't. Reddit is my sole social media. And then the last one, which is just a compliment from Brown Lightning 88. Holy fuck, found my new favorite creator. Listened to 3 of your audios this morning. Absolutely amazing. Thank you very much, Brown Lightning. Appreciate that. So, that's it. End of the AMA. Thanks again, folks, for listening, for enjoying me. Please continue to listen and touch yourself and come all over yourself. I don't plan to stop anytime soon. Please know that my DMs are open. My chat is open. Love, hate, everything. I'm here for it. I'm gonna answer you if you text me. So, appreciate it. Oh my god, during the AMA, I've gotten one more follower. So, thank you. I'm sitting pretty here at 1175. I don't know when the next AMA is gonna be. What if maybe when I hit 5,000 or something? Wouldn't that be a thing? Wouldn't that be just aces? Till next time.